So my mom was one of those people that when she got excited about something, you couldn't help but feel excited too. Like just being close to her made you feel her magnetism, and she could make the most simple thing sound like the world's best thing. Looking back, I realize it's one of the things I actually kind of enjoyed about her bipolar diagnosis. Really high highs. And one of the things my mom loved was the Oscars. She got extremely excited about the Oscars. Therefore, I loved the Oscars. And when she would talk about why she loved it, she would say, you know, the red carpet is amazing. And when Steve Martin hosts, and he's so captivating and funny, and you kind of just wish he was your dad. And the women and the dresses, and how they wore the dresses, and so much talent in one room. So my mom and I would always watch the Oscars. In 2003, we actually got invited to an Oscars party. Now, when you like the Oscars, getting invited to an Oscars party is pretty damn exciting, especially when you're Barbara Piper. So I was 12, it was 2003, we got dressed and went over to one of my best friend Leah's house, where her mother and her were hosting the Oscars party. And we walked in, and there were some girls that I knew from school, and some moms that my mom knew, and some unfamiliar faces as well. And we walked in, and I remember I looked over to my right, and it was Leah's dining room. And there were lots of yummy snacks on the table. There were vegetables and hummus. There were chips and salsa and pigs in a blanket, soda for the girls, and wine for the moms. And I looked to my left, and most of my friends were in the living room talking about the upcoming school dance and whether or not Chicago would win all the awards at the Oscars that night. And I remember feeling envious of the girls because they had this blissful ignorance about them. They could look at a bottle of wine and just see it as a bottle of wine. But I looked at a bottle of wine, and I looked back at my mom, and I thought, shit, something bad could happen. Now, my mom was such an exceptional person. I mean, my friends still talk about her to this day as being one of those fun moms that you just couldn't get enough of. I mean, she was vivacious. She was a storyteller, and she had stories about traveling through Europe in her 20s and serving in the military in her 30s when she was pregnant with my brother. And she said, you know, if I meet a man when I, you know, when I was younger, I said, if I meet a man, Elizabeth, I'll marry him. And if I don't, that's okay too. I'll live a glorious life, you know, full of travel and friends and laughter. But she met my dad, obviously, and, you know, her accomplishments kept growing. She had a family, got two master's degrees from Hopkins. I mean, she was exceptional. So I always kind of saw her as wearing this cape. But when I was in the room and the wine was there and my mom was there, I knew that there was a chance, a good chance, that that cape could come off. And what it would be replaced with was something so ugly, I wanted no one to see it. It was our family secret. They couldn't see it. And then I said, okay, well, there is that small chance that something bad won't happen. And there's been one or two times when she can have a glass or two and be fine and stop. And maybe it's one of those times I tried to calm myself down. I didn't want anyone else to know that something could be wrong. And so the night progressed, and the Oscars began, and I noticed, drink by drink, my mom's wine glass would keep filling itself up. And I realized about an hour into the night, she had had basically a bottle of wine. And so my nerves were very heightened. And so the Oscars continued, and we were all in the living room watching. And now this was 2003, right? Our country, we're at war. It's after September 11th. George W. Bush is the president. And Michael Moore is nominated for an Oscar. So you put Michael Moore nominated for an Oscar, a bottle of wine deep, and my mom, God bless her soul, hardcore Fox News loving Republican. This is the recipe for disaster. So Michael Moore gets announced as a nomination, and he wins for his work with Bowling for Columbine. And one of the other mothers says, oh, I just love him, and I agree with all of his politics. And he's talking about how George W. Bush shouldn't be the president, and we should be ashamed of it as a country. And my mom starts boiling. And before I know it, she stands up, looks at the TV, and says, you are nothing but a goddamn liberal. Picks up her bag and says, Elizabeth, we're fucking leaving. And storms out the door. Now, in my family, being called a goddamn liberal is an insult, let me tell you, or it was back in the day. Someone cuts you off in traffic, liberal. Michael Moore, liberal. I don't think he'd be offended. I wouldn't be offended today. So in that moment, she leaves and I am left there, and the daughter's eyes are on me and the mom's eyes are on me, and I see in their eyes that they are full of sadness and confusion and that feeling of I have no idea what to say or do, and I am 12 years old. And as I'm standing there and I apologize for the scene that my mom just caused, because I felt like it was my responsibility, reflection of me, and I excuse myself and I walk out the door. And I think in that moment, well, it wasn't clear to me then, but now it's so clear to me that, well, yes, I was a fool of shame, shame for my mom and her disease, and shame for me being that young and having to deal with that situation. I think what makes me more sad than anything is that my whole life with my mom, the 22 years that I had her on this planet, all I wanted was for people to see her in the Cape, to see the one who traveled the Europe by herself, the military-serving veteran, the charismatic woman that could make anyone laugh and bake you brownies when you're sad and rub your back when you're sick. I wanted them to see that version of her, but they wouldn't. All they were going to see was the ugliness of her disease. And that's what makes addiction so terrible, is that the things that people do with it are so ugly that it's hard to forget. But now here I am, 30 years old, 7 years after I lost my mom to addiction, and I realize one of the reasons I think we loved the Oscars, one of the reasons I love the Oscars still to this day, love the Oscars, is that it's sort of like that one night where people have a magical red carpet and they put on a beautiful dress and they're happy and they get awards and then they go to parties and have a great time, or at least that's what it seems like from our television sets. And I think for one night you get to wear a cape. And that's what I always try to hold the memory of my mom as, not the ugliness of the disease, but the cape of everything else that she was. Thank you.